This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's Eastern Townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we will talk about the emergence of a local economy. The turn of the 19th century was marked by very slow economic development. Communication channels were lacking, and access to foreign markets was impossible. Moreover, local economic development was impeded by the fact that immigrants were reluctant to settle on the territory. Sound knowledge of agriculture and the settlement of fertile lands nonetheless contributed to a bountiful crop production. Regional agriculture in the Eastern Townships was unique in terms of its output. The boom in livestock farming had a positive impact on agricultural outputs. William Felton owned a vast property and hired day laborers. His domain, which made up of what is today known as Sherbrooke's Old North, contained mills and sawmills. During Napoleon's 1806 continental blockade of Europe, England could no longer meet its demands for lumber in Europe. This led to the rapid development of the lumber industry in the colony. The use of hydraulic energy was also widespread in the Eastern Townships. Breweries and distilleries, a regional expertise. In 1837, two British immigrants, T. Austin and G. Slack, joined forces to open the Lennoxville Brewery. An impressive number of distilleries were located in the region. This industry transformed surplus productions of potatoes into alcohol and sold its production of white whiskey on the Montreal market. Alcohol became a form of currency. For example, William Felton sold a Sherbrooke tavern in exchange for 4,000 gallons of whiskey. Alcohol was considered by many to be a dietary supplement, a remedy for several illnesses, and a beverage far less toxic for a person's health than well water. However, prior to 1840, various obstacles hindered local outputs. Access to urban markets in Lower Canada, such as Quebec, Montreal, and Trois-Rivières, was difficult, and transportation costs were high. Moreover, the Eastern Townships' population had poor access to capital and to credit, which had a negative impact on the development of a regional economy. However, with industrialization and the arrival of railways and roads, the Eastern Townships became a major economic hub in Canada. Join us next time when we talk about turbulence and political tensions.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.